We're now 6 months into the year, and that's when our friends at NPR Music will be taking a look at, or better yet, a listen to, the best of the year so far. As usual, the Alt Latino podcast has been keeping track, and host Felix Contreras is here to talk about an album that is so good that it may even top his list at the end of the year. So, Felix, that sounds like this is some kind of album. What is it?
It really is. The album is called Ancestro Sinfónico. And to really get a feel why I think the album is so important, I have to quickly explain a couple of things. First, the album is a symphonic interpretation of an Afro-Cuban spiritual tradition that is commonly referred to as Santería, which originated in West Africa and is still widely practiced on the island and among the Afro-Cuban diaspora worldwide. What we're listening to is a tribute to the deity Babaluaye.
Wow. So you said you have to explain two things for us to appreciate the album. What's that second thing?
The album is a family affair. In the 1990s, there was a band in Cuba called Synthesis, and they reinterpreting the drumming and singing traditions of Santería using jazz fusion instruments. Think synthesizers and electric guitars. That band was led by a bass player named Carlos Alfonso and his wife, the vocalist Ele Alonso, all right? This album was produced by their very musical son, X Alfonso, and includes both of his parents on vocals, as well as his incredibly talented sister, M.A. Alfonso.
Okay, so play something for us that moved this album to the top of your, you know, best of list so early.
Okay, the sonic magic of this record, to me, is how the orchestra is used like one of the ceremonial drums of Santería. It's very percussive, but without using symphonic percussion. Check this song out for the deity Ochocid. Look how it starts. After the vocals enter, you can hear those rhythms performed on the traditional bata drums of Santería as the orchestra completely shapeshifts and gracefully accents both the vocals and the drumming. Check this out.
It's definitely like transporting you to a place, right? It's taking you somewhere.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Talk to us about the vocals.
Each track of the album is dedicated to a specific deity or orisha who have their own rhythms and chants. And the lyrics are singing praise to those specific orishas. The tradition is African call and response, a lead singer accompanied by a choir. We hear that here in the United States and all the gospel choirs.
Yes, yeah.
When I interviewed Carlos Alfonso for the podcast a few years ago, he told me that his main inspiration for arranging the vocals for Synthesis was, believe it or not, Freddie Mercury and Queen from songs like Bohemian Rhapsody, right? Mm-hmm. Now see if you can hear some of that in this track dedicated to El Igua.
I think I can hear a little bit of that. I see where you're going with that. Let's go back to what you said at the beginning, that this album had a powerful impact on you. I understand that it's a mashup of the African and the European, but is there something else that really grabbed you?
You know, to my ears, the musical arrangements reflect both the power and majesty of that tradition, something I've been studying for many years. But Aisha, I ain't gonna lie. The tragedy in the news these days is just too much to bear. And the good folks we lost in Buffalo, those beautiful babies in Uvalde, and too many others. You know, the message of veneration of this album, the idea that there's something greater than all of us, that's something I can wrap myself in. Otherwise, it's just too much. And I think that this album, the music and its message, it heals. It's something that we all definitely need these days.
Yeah, we definitely need it. Felix Contreras is the host of the Art Latino podcast. The album is called Ancestros Sinfónico by X Alfonso.